And if you don't know, get to know, it's a TBK podcast. So today we're going to be talking about the big fight this weekend, the Cinco de Mayo weekend, Canelo Alvarez versus Billy Joe Saunders. So I got Lawrence and I got David with me today. So I'm going to start with David. David, how do you see this fight going?
I see this fight going, to be honest, I see this fight going 12 rounds. And I'm kind of glad after what happened with Callum Smith and Avni Yildirim that Canelo's got a real slickster on his hands in Billy Joe. If we look at Billy Joe's physical conditioning, he looks in the best shape we've ever seen him in at the moment. And I'm hoping that that is something that matters on fight night, because we know that Canelo, when he goes up against slicker fighters, you know, we see his IQ develop a lot more. We see his IQ come into play, and you know, in some cases he's had a couple of fights where people have questioned whether or not he won them. I do think he will win, but I think on this one he's gonna have his work cut out 100%.
Lawrence, I know that you're a big Canelo fan, so yeah. how do you see this fight going?
I'll be honest, right, when this fight was first announced, I was like, yeah, Canelo's gonna wash him, innit? Yeah, it's like, it's anything, can it? Yeah, like easy work for Canelo. But as this fight is drawing closer, I just see Billy Joe's confidence. I see that he looked like he was in fantastic shape as well. I'm like, okay. Every time I think about Billy Joe in the past, every time I've doubted him and thought that, you know, he was going up against a fighter where, you know, he's going to come unstuck, he has always impressed me. He's always done above and beyond what I expected him to do. It's like, because it's Canelo Alvarez, I can't go with Billy Joe Saunders on the fact that it's Canelo Alvarez. I feel like Canelo Alvarez is elite. Yeah, do you know what I'm trying to say? I feel like Canelo Alvarez is at a level where when he goes into a fight, you know, he's automatically the favorite. But in saying that, if something strange happens in this fight, yeah, I would not be that surprised, because that's what Billy Joe does. You know, obviously I'm going with Canelo, but Billy Joe, I don't feel like he's to be underestimated. And just his movement, I feel like he's actually got decent power as well, which is something that probably gets overlooked with Billy Joe. You know what I mean? He's got a decent hook. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Yeah, I don't know now. I don't know now. I'm not sure. I thought I was sure that Canelo was going to watch him, but now I'm not sure.
So, sometimes I think, as a boxer, I think he's very well skilled. He's got a good style. But then, as a person, it's something about him just turns me away from him. Do you know what I'm saying? And then, for every one good performance he has, they'll have like 3-4 lackluster performances against rubbish names, and then they'll have like another one good performance. You're like, yeah, see, like he's actually on. And then I'll have another 4 or 5 guys in the sports world. Do you know what I'm saying? But
But Rash, I was gonna say, but every time he's fought someone, yeah, who was of a certain kind of, you know, name
level,
he stepped up. Like when he fought Chris Eubank, yeah, you know, everyone thought Eubank was gonna wash him. Yeah, like he put on a great performance against Eubank, yeah. When everyone fought when he went up against Lemieux, again, he was excellent against Lemieux. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So now this is Canelo Alvarez. Like if he can step up every time, you know, he's had to fight like a higher caliber opponent, like a Eubank or a Lemieux, what kind of Billy Joe's going to turn up against Canelo?
He's got a decent resume, but he's not beat world beaters, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lemieux was good, but he wasn't.
But it was still a step up fight for him.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Yeah.
Was it really? I felt that Andy Lee was more of a step up fight than Lemieux, you know, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you know, I did pick Andy Lee to win that, but that's the only time I picked someone to beat Billy Joe was when he fought Andy.
Yeah. That hook that he caught Andy Lee with was excellent.
Yeah. He dropped him twice, didn't it?
But which wasn't expected, because he's not known as a power puncher. He seems more like a powder puff kind of puncher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But as Lawrence said, he has always pulled it out when you doubt him.
He's already 8 rounds down on the scorecards, yeah? Let's be real now.
Yeah.
He's already 8 rounds down. He doesn't really carry the power to drop Canelo or stop Canelo. There's no way he can win this fight. Even if he goes out there, boxes his head off for 12 rounds, they're still going to give it to Canelo. And that's just the sadness of the situation. And that's the only reason in my mind that's downplaying this fight is Billy Joe can go out there and have the performance of his life. And to me, there's no risk in it for Canelo, because he's going to win regardless. And
I don't go for these conspiracy theories, man. Nah, man.
Come on, man.
Nah, bro.
I'll give you the proof now, yeah? Floyd versus Canelo was a majority decision.
And it should have been a UD. It should have been a UD. It should have been a UD.
That was one of the worst washes I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you. And
that,
yet
was,
still,
that was a wash.
I hear what you're saying, yeah? But all Billy Joe needs to do is go out there and win. Forget the judges, all of that kind of stuff there, yeah? Do you know what I'm trying to say? If he goes out there and he beats Canelo, people would know that he beat Canelo. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, and hopefully he can get another payday out of it if Canelo's, you know, feels like, you know, the public pressure to give him a rematch here. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But I can't go into this fight and say, oh, Billy Joe's going to lose anyway and just have that kind of negative kind of attitude to it. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Billy Joe can actually go in there and actually win.
He can win the heart of our fans, but yeah. One thing that people haven't really mentioned that I'm kind of looking forward to seeing is how Billy Joe's going to deal with being frustrated and someone making him miss this time, because he doesn't tend to miss. He's quite accurate, but with Canelo, people know Canelo's got that good head movement. Do you know what I'm saying? His upper body movement's fantastic. So this time, like when Billy Joe's trying to fire jabs and everything, Canelo's going to be making a miss, and I want to see how he acts when he's frustrated when someone's making him look a bit stupid as well, because obviously with that Lemieux performance, that was probably the best performance of his career. And the whole thing was he was making a miss, he's making him look stupid. So how is he going to react when someone who's maybe not as slick, but with his upper body movement is quite slick, makes him miss and makes him look a bit stupid? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then the same goes to Canelo as well, though.
Canelo's done that though with Laura.
It's going to go both ways. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Canelo's good. Canelo, if you think about his last couple of fights against Callum Smith, we saw what he done to Callum Smith's arm. and he was hitting Callum Smith all night.
So that was just the kebab man.
we don't count the kebab man.
Like, no, we definitely don't count him.
I see him yielding him down the road, like when I was fucking getting a pizza or not. So,
two chicken and chips, boss man. Two chicken and chips.
Come on, man. And the thing is, these guys are not Marcus for Billy Joe Saunders, because he's an awkward fighter. He's an awkward fighter, and even though we did see the Lara fight before, it's going to happen again. What does he do?
Yeah, he's going to adjust. The thing is, Canelo does adjust. I think. In that Laura fight, I know a lot of people thought that Canelo lost that fight. I don't think Canelo lost that fight. Do you know what I'm saying?
The Laura fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, neither do I. I thought Canelo won it.
But the main telling thing was Canelo couldn't really land anything good to the head. So
he adjusted.
So he definitely did adjust. So it's going to be interesting to see, because he's not fought a slick circle since. He fought James Kirtland, but... You know, like James Pantland's not really slick. So
he's not a slicker though, is he? Like?
Exactly.
He blocks with his head.
That's the only southpaw he's fought since then, I think. I've got Canelo on points anyway. I don't see him knocking him out, because Billy Joe's not even been dropped so far, I don't think. So if Canelo knocks him out, I'm going to be very impressed.
I mean, so how do we see this fight like playing out? I mean, because in the last 2-3 performances from Canelo, Canelo's actually walked his opponents down and he's been very aggressive and front-footed. I mean, do we see the same type of Canelo where Canelo's on the front foot and Saunders is on the back foot? Do we see Canelo boxing? What do we see happening here?
I'm giving it a Laura S type fight where Billy Joe's going to win the first 4 rounds comfortably. Canelo's going to do what he does and adjust. He's going to land more headshots than what he landed against Laura. But I think Billy Joe's going to show some grit. He's going to come back in about round 8, I think. And then it's going to be a bit back and forth, but then I think Canelo's going to win on points. That's what I can say. Maybe Billy Joe gets dropped as well along the way, but I think he's going to show some grit, and I think he's going to show a bit of ambition as well. But I think the main thing as well is it's the lifestyle as well. I think Canelo lives the life, man.
I think Billy Joe is going to probably frustrate for the first few rounds, because if we notice, Callum Smith, Canelo was on it from the jump. He walked him down. He just totally kind of, he bashed him up, basically, really and truthfully. Amir Khan, he adjusted and then got the knockout. And I think it can be the same thing here, because a slick, very awkward southpaw, I don't see Billy Joe necessarily being food for Canelo, but I do believe once the adjustments are made, they're going to stay made. I've actually got him winning a unanimous decision, mainly because, whether you want to agree with it or not, as Rash said, Billy Joe's going to be at least 4 to 8 rounds down. Yeah? He's going to be at least 4 to 8 rounds down, because it just happens that way for Canelo. But I do think we're going to see a really good Canelo. But we're also going to see a really good Billy Joe. I reckon it can. It has the potential to be a barnstormer, but I think it can get boring because it's going to get cagey. But I do see Canelo in it.
If anyone's going to get knocked out, it's going to be Billy Joe, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Maybe, like, no, because just the way how Canelo counters and just the snapping his shots and that when he counters and that, man. You know what I mean? I mean, he might not knock him out cold. I mean, you know, like, as far as the stoppage goes and stuff, because Billy as well, he in the past, he has been known to get tired later on in a fight. And I feel like later on in the fight is when Canelo will probably start stepping up his output a little bit more, because although Canelo suffered with the same problem earlier on in his career, his fitness seems to be a lot better nowadays. I don't know if it's going to go with this. You know what? Right now, before we started this podcast here, I thought to myself, yeah, this is what's going to happen. It's going to go this way, that way. And as we started talking, I'm like, I don't know. Like, at first, I thought this fight was maybe 80-20% in Canelo's favor. Now I'm maybe going 60-40 in Canelo's favor. Like, I don't want to call it. It could be a stoppage. It could be a surprise stoppage either way.
I don't think either way, just purely because if he's had it from Golovkin and all he did is his head went back and then he carried on fighting, Billy Joe ain't knocking him out.
Yeah, but bro, he got stunned by Cotto. Like, Cotto don't punch, like, not Miguel Cotto, Cotto's brother. I don't know what his first name is. It's the punches that you don't see coming. Those are the ones that hurt. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
That's 20 fights ago, innit?
It don't matter. He got stunned. My point is, yeah, it was a fighter who doesn't hit as hard as Golovkin. He stunned him because he got caught with a good shot. Like Billy Joe, he can hurt him. He can hurt him if he hits him right. That's all I'm saying. Any fighter can get hurt. The thing is, it's like, Billy Joe hasn't been stopped before. Canelo hasn't been stopped before. So it's a bit, I don't think it's entirely fair to just be like, yo, Canelo's going to knock him out. We haven't seen that happen.
No, yet. I never said he was, but it's more
I'm not saying you said that. I'm just saying generally.
I mean, it's nice to be interesting because neither of them have been knocked out. Have either of them even been dropped?
Nah.
So yeah, I mean, it's perfectly poised, man.
I think it's gonna be a better fight than what people make out. A lot of people have been shitting on Billy Joe and saying, oh, he's gonna get washed and he's gonna. But to me, that was never the case. If Canelo washes him, that's gonna be a very mature and grown performance, because he's not had he's not done that to a slick circle before. To be honest, I thought he lost to Austin Trout. To be fair, not that it matters now, because he should have grown by them, but the fact that he hasn't fought anyone like that, I'm just thinking, you can't crack the code unless you're fighting them type of people. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a good one to see. It's gonna be a good one.
And even as well, this is another thing as well. I know Golovkin, he's the guy who has the name, yeah? He's the one who has like the big name and stuff. But how old was Golovkin by the time he fought Canelo? How old is he?
Oh, 36.
36. You know what I mean? Billy Joe's a young fighter.
Yeah, facts.
Billy Joe, he doesn't know how to lose. He's young. He's still in his prime right now. Like, people, you know, will often criticize Canelo and say that he doesn't fight fighters in their prime. Well, Billy Joe is a champion and Billy Joe is in his prime.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He might present, like, people might not think so on paper, but he might present more of an issue for Canelo than, say, someone like Golovkin. You know, just because of age and prime and things like that.
The last point I'm going to make, though, is I'm glad you kind of brought Golovkin, because in that second fight as well, even though people were saying Canelo walked forward, that the one thing about Golovkin did is he kept just spinning off. Do you know what I'm saying? I think his back only touched the ropes at once. So if he's struggling to kind of close the distance on Golovkin, then Billy Joe is a different kind of, his feet are fast. Do you know what I'm saying?
So exactly. He's got great footwork,
a lot,
man.
Harder. So yes, it's gonna be interesting at the least. It's an interesting clash of styles, I think. So I'm looking forward to watching it and seeing.
I might put a cheeky bet on Billy Joe now. You know,
yeah.
I might put a cheeky bet on Billy Joe. Yeah, I don't know right now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I might put a cheeky bet on Billy Joe.
You're gonna see Lawrence on the caravan with the boys soon. Like.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? No doubt.
Big up to the Gypsy community. Hopefully you lot tune into this as well. Like, we're going to wrap it up now, because I think we've been yapping on a bit. But yeah, tune into Saturday's fight, Canelo vs Billy Joe. Tune into our podcast. Like, share, comment and subscribe. We were on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on all of that good stuff. So look out for a Facebook group coming up as well. And yeah, man, it's been real. We've been a TBK podcast, innit? So hold it, man.
And this is the TBK podcast.